Well, today, Cranford Radio is going to be talking about something that's coming up later this month of October. It's called Prom-Is to the Community. And I'm joined by Lauren LaTorre and Randy Geis, and we're going to talk a little bit about what this is. Lauren, why don't you start off by telling me what Prom-Is to the Community is, please?
Prom-Is to the Community is a fundraiser for two families in town who have children who are battling cancer. The thought came up from another mom and I just trying to figure out a way to raise money for these families. And we thought if we could throw the biggest, most fun party we could come up with that people would attend and they would donate and enjoy themselves while still doing a good thing for the community.
Randy, what's your involvement with this?
So Lauren, who I know throws a really good party, I've been to some of her Halloween parties, asked me to get involved. She asked me first if I could DJ it, and I'll be the DJ on October 26th from 7 to 11. And then she asked me to get involved. You know, I have some friends who are out of town who are very generous, and I have some friends on social media out there who are able to help promote the event. And What better way than to celebrate our wonderful community in Cranford than to get together and host an event to help out two families that are battling so much right now? I mean, the least we could do is help to relieve some of that burden, some of that financial burden, and to bring some awareness to it as well.
Lauren, in terms of giving some perspective about some of the financial aspects of this, why is it so important to raise money for these families?
Both of these families have had different financial difficulties in having to take leave of absences for work or having to leave their jobs altogether just to be able to take care of their children, to get them to doctor's appointments, stay with them for surgeries, continue with their medical needs. That in and of itself created a financial burden. And then, of course, on top of that, any type of medical needs, but also just attending to the mental well-being in these families for them to be able to maybe get away and enjoy a vacation together that they might not have been able to take because of all of the other financial burdens was part of the reason we thought we would be able to help.
Now, this is a prom. It's a prom for adults, I guess, kind of a chance to relive those high school days of what that was like. Tell me a little bit about what this evening is going to be like for folks who are attending.
Well, it originally started out as a prom theme, and then not everyone loved that idea, but for the ones who do appreciate it, we're hoping to see some vintage prom dresses. You're welcome to wear whatever it is that you like, whatever you're comfortable in. We even have people coming in Halloween costumes because it's the weekend before Halloween and they might not want to dress prom, but they still want to enjoy the party.
And Randy, I understand you're going to be the DJ for the event?
That's right. I'm going to be DJing the events again, October 26th from 7 to 11 right here at the Westwood in Garwood. And we'll be playing a mix of music, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. In fact, if you have a request, if you go to our Facebook page, if you want to put a request on there, this way I could get all lined up for you. We're going to put together a good time. And we have a lot more than just dancing. Actually, we have a generous sponsor who was able to sponsor the bar as far as beer and wine is concerned. So included in your ticket price is beer and wine. And we also have some auction items that I think Lauren's going to tell you some more about.
We do. We have a number of auction items. We have a personal chef on the auction block. He'll either come to your house and cook for you, or he'll do a private cooking lesson. He's a Michelin-trained chef. We have Madison Club tickets for a Ranger game. We have two different opportunities for foursomes at area golf courses. We have suite tickets for a Jets game. We have a plastic surgeon who gave us very generous gift certificates towards any type of treatment that you would be looking for. In addition to an entire year of yoga was donated by one of the local yoga studios.
For folks who would like to come to this, tell me how they could get more information and get tickets.
You come to our Facebook page and you'll have all of the information there. You can purchase tickets on the Facebook page, or you can mail checks to Prom-Is Cranford, P.O. Box 46, Garwood, New Jersey, 07027. Tickets are $85 a piece. The setup for the night is a cocktail hour, so there's no seating. So you don't have to buy a table. You don't have to come with other couples. You can just come, you and your husband, and enjoy yourselves. You can come, you and your girlfriends, and enjoy yourselves.
So Lauren, if I can't attend the event, is there a place where I could donate, or is there something I can donate? What can I do if I can't attend the event?
If you can't attend and you'd like to donate an auction item, you can get in touch with me. From the Facebook page, you can email me. If you would like to donate, you can send it to the P.O. Box, Promise Cranford, P.O. Box 46 Garwood, 07027, or you can donate on the Facebook page itself.
And we will have a link on the show notes for that link to the Facebook page for Promise to the Community. Again, Lauren, Randy, thank you both very much for taking the time to talk to me. And maybe I'll have to see if I can find an old powder blue tuxedo like I wore to my prom many, many years ago and see if what that would look like today. I'm afraid that would not look very pretty. Thanks again.
Bernie, thank you for your time and coming here and bringing attention to this great event. And we'll see everybody on October 26th, 7 to 11 in Garwood at the Westwood.
Thank you.